Hello? What do I want? I want Cadbury.
The Cadbury Show!
Good night, Jellybean.
Hi, Elsie.
Hello, Jack. Have you got all your equipment ready?
Well, we're just going to check it now.
Anyway, I appreciate all the trouble you're going to, boys. I only want the area put up so I can listen to the overseas programs from America.
Well, we'll fix it, Jellybean. Come on, Jack. Up the ladder.
After you, Sir Edmund.
Right out. Hey, Jellybean, lift the aerial off the ground, will you? I can't quite reach the top of it from here.
What'd you say, Purse?
She can't hear me from down there.
Well, lean over a bit, Purse.
Okay. I said lift your end of the aerial.
Still can't hear you.
I'll have to lean out further. I said... Never mind, I'll do it myself.
Well, go on, Percy. You hop up the ladder and I'll hold this end of the aerial.
Okay. Jack can haul it up while I'm climbing. But whatever you do, don't let go, Jellybean. Okay, Jack, lift her up.
What up, Percy? Heave!
Hey, this mast's heavier than I thought. Oh.
Jack, when do I let go?
Elsie, I've lifted you up with it. Hey, where's Purse?
Coming up the ladder. When do I let go of the mast?
Well, here I am, Jack. Ah, you got it up by yourself. You can let go now, Jellybean.
Just as you say, Percy.
Must be the altitude. I could have sworn I saw Jellybean go past and she never even said hello. Come on, Jack. Hold the mast upright. I'll wire it to the chimney.
Yeah, okay, but don't you think we ought to wire the chimney to something?
It's wired to the side of the house.
Well, shouldn't we wire the house to something?
Ah, there. That's got the thing in place. That ought to improve Jellybean's reception.
You fat-headed pair of muddlers.
Yeah, some reception.
What's up, Jellybean?
Well, the mast's all right, but you forgot to attach the aerial wire to the top of it.
Eh? Ah, so we climb all the way up the mast. Hold it steady, Jack.
I got it, Purse.
Here I go. Up. Up. Up.
Purse, do be careful. Oh, the mast seems to be bending. Be careful, Purse.
I'm all right, Jellybean. I'm nearly to the top. It won't bend out of my little weight. Flexible, isn't it?
Hop off the mast, Purse, while it's down here on the ground, and I'll hold it for you.
Thanks, Jellybean. It ought to snap back into place when I get off. There. Hey, Jellybean, come back.
There she goes!
I fired my Elsie in the air. She'll come to Earth, I know not where.
Well, there's one thing, Purse. Elsie will get a wish.
You mean she'll be able to hear the American programs?
Hear them? Brother, the way she was flying, she'll be in them.
The Cadbury Show brings you Don Boylan to sing Count Your Blessings.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all. I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly heads. And one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. So if you're worried, you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep. You'll fall asleep counting your blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. So if you're worried you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep. You fall asleep counting your blessings.
Everywhere you go, Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate is top favorite. That's because of Dairy Milk's smoother, creamier flavor. That velvet smoothness and deep down flavor comes from two important ingredients. Firstly, Cadbury quality chocolate, the rich, nourishing chocolate that makes each square thick and chunky. Plus milk, a glass and a half of pure, fresh, full cream milk in each half pound. Yes, that's the secret of Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate with its world-famous flavor. Next time you're out, ask for a block of Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate. Remember, the quarter-pound block now costs only 2 shillings. Another good reason why more people are saying, I want Cadbury's.
I've been thinking. There's an idea running around in my head.
Well, there's plenty of room for it.
Tell me, Purse, what was your idea?
Well, seeing how easy it was to put up that aerial, I reckon we ought to go into business as steeplejacks.
No, thank you. No, I can't stand heights. Why, I get dizzy when I stand on a thick carpet.
Purse, do you really think you want to go into business?
Yes, Jellybean. I've decided I need to start making money.
What made you decide?
Oh, just a lot of little things piling up.
What kind of little things?
Bills, mainly. I reckon I can make a fortune out of a shop. But first, I need some money.
Yeah, well, look, hey, Purse, how's this for an idea? A frock shop. Purse, how would you like to dress ladies?
I'm all for it. But let's stick to business.
No, a ladies' dress shop. You know, special clothes for special occasions. Oh, Purse, I can see it all now. For hunting, she wears a hunting suit. For walking, she's in a walking suit.
And on her birthday.
Yeah,
I'd like to see that. Hey, Jack, what about you coming into the business with me?
Oh, no, Purse, I'd look silly in women's clothes.
Well, I think that'd be a very good idea.
Eh?
You two in partnership, I mean. If you like, I'll be in it too.
Gee, Jellybean, that'd be great. The only trouble is, what about Jack's radio career?
Well, he told me he was fed up with it.
Fed up, yeah, you're so right, it makes me sick. How would you like girls running after you? How would you like fans following you wherever you go? How would you like going about with beautiful models?
That happens to you?
No. No, that's what makes me sick. Yes.
Well, what we ought to do is to find some business where we could cash in on Jack's personality, Purse. Mm. Now, how about funeral parlors?
That's a little bit.
Anyway, let's decide to go into business together. Now, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
That makes it anonymous. Now, all we have to do is to find a profitable business.
Yeah, now, where could we find something to interest all of us?
Straight out of a sick bed.
You mean we could sell dopes? Oh, it's you, Mr. Hercules.
Sit down, Herc. You're our first customer.
Customer?
That's right. Welcome to Elsie's Frock Shop. Our clothes are guaranteed to last you a lifetime.
If they last my lifetime, they wouldn't have time to go out of fashion.
Come over, Dirk. I happen to know that you wear a nightgown.
It isn't a nightgown. It's a shroud.
You wear a shroud when you go to bed?
Doesn't everybody?
Now, listen, you mustn't be so pessimistic, Mr. Hercules. Look at the fun we all get out of life.
I'd get some fun, too, if I had any life. But I do have me moments. Take meal times at home, for instance. We all sit down at the operating table and...
Haven't you got a dinner table?
The way my wife cooks, it's easier if you're already at the operating table. Then my bright wife brings out the food and we all hoe in...
With knives and forks?
No, with hoes.
Hey, what say we go into the fruit and vegetable business with Herc?
That's an idea, Purse. Mr. Hercules, tell me, is there much profit in green grocering?
Well, apples make a good turnover. And you'll make a pile of chips out of potatoes. But I'd rather be an undertaker. You get a good screw out of the coffin.
Oh!
Should have buried that one, Herky boy.
Tell me about this vegetable business. I'm interested.
Well, I get up at 4 a.m.
You've talked me out of it.
If you're going into business, why don't you open a cafe?
A cafe? Why, I hadn't even thought about that, of course. Why, my name would bring customers in like flies.
Yeah, even my name would bring in a few.
Yeah, a few flies. You know, I could do all the cooking.
I'll be the checker out. It's the only part of running a cafe that I've had any experience with.
I didn't know you ever worked in a cafe.
I haven't, but I've been chucked out of them.
Well, thanks, Herc, old boy. You've solved our problem.
That's right. I only hope the doctor can solve mine. It's me floating kidney. I'll have to get it into dry dock before it sinks. Well, I've got to go now. I'm late for me lesson with the doctor.
What are you learning from the doctor?
He's been teaching me the mambo. I can do the ooh part with me travelling pains. But I'm better at some vitus dance. I'll see you again. Be brave.
At chocolate counters throughout the six states, you'll spot the shining purple and gold wrapper of Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate. The reason? Lovers of creamy chocolate always ask for Dairy Milk, the only chocolate that contains a glass and a half of pure, fresh, full-cream milk in each half pound. Milk plus Cadbury quality chocolate makes each deep bite of Dairy Milk so much more satisfying. The quarter-pound block, with its 21 thick, chunky squares, now costs only 2 shillings. Ask for smooth, creamy Dairy Milk chocolate tomorrow. It's all Australia's favorite cue for... I want Cadbury's.
Purser's Pie Stall? No. Purser's Puddin' Palace? No.
Purse, what on earth are you muttering about?
I'm trying to think up a name for our cake.
Oh, I've already decided on that. Elsie's Eating Establishment.
Hey, I heard that and I didn't hear my name mentioned. After all, it's my name that's going to bring the customers in.
Well, I think people like to eat where a woman does the cooking, so my name should be in the title.
Well, how about Jelly Beans Joints?
Oh. That sounds like an elbow or something.
Now, there's only one way to name it, and that's not use anyone's name at all. Now, how about something like the Do Drop In?
Oh, yes, I like that. Now, all we have to do is to find a cafe.
Yeah, we'll want one at a low price. Yeah, we'll have to buy dirt cheap.
But who wants to eat dirt?
We'll have to look around till we can find a sucker who'll sell one.
Hey, have a grow something dinner for you, old Sam.
Hiya, Sam.
G'day, all turned inside out again, isn't it? Hey, Sam Poole's your name. Always at your handbag, service. Here, wait for it. How do you like to see a slashing assortment of sizzling sausages?
Nah, I didn't think you would. Well, here, would you like one of these aeroplane engines?
Where on earth did you get those aeroplane engines, Sam?
Oh, not on earth, missus. Oh, no. Oh, no. I souvenired them, as you might say, while flying in one of my interstate trips. I sell them as hair dryers.
What's the airway company doing about it?
They've gone back to gliders.
Hey, Sam, do you happen to know of any cakes for sale?
Oh, yeah, I do. Oh, yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that. I'll take you to have a look at one if you like. Here, wait a minute. I'll see if Wilbur Kettle will give us a lift on his fertilizer.
wasn't a lift, Wilbur. That was a slow walk.
Yeah, just the same he was Russian.
Yes. Well, here we are. This is my cafe.
Oh, Sam, isn't it nice? Yeah. And the lovely murals on the walls.
Murals? They ain't murals, missus. They're mine. Very clever, aren't they? Aren't they clever? Worse. They're splashes. We sell a lot of spaghetti, you see.
Tell me, Sam, is this cafe very busy?
Busy? God, Jack, we have to close for an hour every day to let the seats cool off.
How much, Sam?
Let me see. Well, to you lucky people, only 2,000 fiddly dicks.
Well, what do you think, boys?
Oh, that's a good price. Sam, how's your turnover?
Oh, they're delicious.
No, I mean your takings.
Oh, takings. If you like, you can have a look at the rooks. Books.
Hey, look. I say we take it.
I'm with you.
Me too. Here you are, Sam. Here's my check for £1,000.
Yeah, and here's my check for £1,000. Purse?
I'll shout the duty, Sam.
Oh, cool. Righto now. If you'll all just sign this.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, I'll be going now. I've got to help a couple of the boys. They're in a bit of a tight squeeze.
What sort of a tight squeeze?
They've been pinched. I'll be seeing you.
Lovely Gloria Dawn steps up to sing This Can't Be Love.
This can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love. I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in a guise. My heart does not stand still. Just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well, and yet I love to look in your eyes. Can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. Say, this can't be love. I get no dizzy spells. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still. Just hear it beat. Because I feel so well, and again I look in your eyes.
There's so much to enjoy in each deep bite of Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate. There's the lingering flavor of Cadbury quality chocolate, those satisfying thick, chunky squares, plus flavor that comes from a glass and a half of pure, fresh, full cream milk in each half pound. Dairy Milk's new lower price is another welcome feature. 2 shillings for the quarter pound block with the same world-famous Cadbury quality and guaranteed quarter pound weight. Smooth, creamy Dairy Milk Chocolate, together with Cadbury's Candy Nut, Fruit and Nut, Milk Lunch, Old Jamaica, and Energy, are today's best chocolate value. Buy a block tomorrow. Make Dairy Milk and those other top quality favorites your reason for I Want Cadbury's.
Oh, Paris, the business is so good. We're making a fortune.
I've never seen so much money since I got onto Freddy the Forger.
Purse, whatever happened to him? How did they know his money was fake?
Oh, just a simple mistake he made.
Oh.
He copied off the wrong calendar.
Oh.
Instead of a photo of Captain Cook, his money had Marilyn Monroe.
Yes, this way, sir. A table for two? Right, over here.
Oh, I hope Jack doesn't make any more silly mistakes like he did before.
What happened, Jellybean?
Well, he put a cup in front of a man, and the man said it looks like rain today. And Jack said, yes, sir, but it still tastes like coffee.
thank you, sir, thank you. Let me straighten your tie and comb your hair, sir. Oh, that's for me? Oh, I couldn't accept it. I could. Thank you very much. Well, goodbye.
All right, Jack. There's no need to overdo the service.
Jack, business is good. There's a constant stream of people.
Ah, yes, a constant stream. And, of course, I'm the one who brings them in. I really am. It proves that I've got a name.
Yeah, and I know what it is.
Thanks.
Now go and collect some orders, Big Ed. Keep those orders coming in.
Purse, if business stays like this, we'll be able to get married.
Yes, Jellybean. And after a little while, we might have some little visitors running round the house.
Oh, Purse, what kind of little visitors?
A duck and two lobsters.
Ah, oh, Jellybean, when I look into your eyes...
Yes, Purse.
You know what they remind me of?
No, Purse, what?
Two poached eggs on toast.
And your hair. When the light shines on your hair, there's only one way to describe what it's like.
Spaghetti.
Oh, blimey, Jellybean, that joker's driving me to the madhouse.
Purse, don't it just spoil this moment?
I... Oh, yeah, Jellybean. When I look at you, I get a hot feeling up and down my spine.
Purse, you're leaning on the stove.
Oh.
All right. Come on, you two. Let's be having those orders.
Hey, what's wrong with you getting them yourself? We're in here doing all the work, and you're out there enjoying yourself.
That's right, too. I'm sick and tired of standing over this hot stove all day long. It's your turn to do some cooking now, Jack.
But, Elsie, I couldn't even cook a steak.
Well, you just stick it on the stove, and when your face is redder than the steak, it's done.
Yeah, well, I might tell you that I serve a more useful purpose staying out there amongst the customers.
But you're not doing a fair share of the work. I've been washing dishes in this tub all day. I'm starting to look like a tub.
Anyway, listen.
I'm listening.
If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have anyone in here to eat your horrible food.
Jack Happy, let me tell you, it's my cooking that brings the people in.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Now, look here. Any more of this, and Jellybean and I will take our half of this cake and run it by ourselves.
A good idea, Purse.
A good idea. Okay, well, wait. Are you hyping enough? Great idea. Now, just to prove...
Yeah?
Just to prove to you who gets the people in here, I'll tell you what we'll do.
Right.
Okay. Now, we'll divide the place in half.
In
half, yes. Now, here, I'll draw a white line down the middle with this stick of chalk.
All right.
Now, I just, along here, across the table, over here, across this lady. Yeah, excuse me, madam, would you close your mouth? I don't want to lose the chalk. That's it. Now, through this gentleman's ear, and... Yeah, now there you are. Now there you are, Purse. You stay that side of the line, I'll stay this.
Right.
All we need is some customers. Everyone seems to have gone.
Yeah, your arguing did that.
Our arguing? You mean your chalking? Why, I ought to come over there and knock your block off.
If you step over that line, you'll have to pay my cover charge.
Oh, whatever's happened to the customers? Have people stopped eating or something? Oh, look, here comes a man. Over this side, please, sir.
No, over this side.
I'll get him. Welcome, sir. Would you care to sit at this table? No, sir, not right on the chalk line. Not unless you know how to eat with one side of your mouth.
Excuse me, sir. I see that you've been the victim of a confidence trick. Now, this is the best place to sit over here on the...
other side of the line.
Aye, he's our customer.
If he wants a hamburger, he's not. The hot plate's on my side.
Blimey, mister, I wouldn't eat his hamburgers. You never know what he puts in them.
Are you insinuating there's something wrong with the meat I use in my hamburgers?
Oh, no. No. It's just that instead of putting what's left over into the refrigerator, you bet it down in the stable.
Now, you look here, Purse Brown.
Our hamburgers are only 9 pence, sir.
8 pence over here.
7 pence.
6 pence.
5 pence.
4 pence.
Flippers with coffee over here.
No, here.
Here.
Where?
Here.
Where?
Oh, no, Court. Hey, here. What's going on?
Why, it's Sam.
Ah, I didn't notice you were the customer.
No, neither did I. What brings you in here, Sam?
Well, it's a long story. I was feeling rather sad. I was down in the dumps, you see. That's where I pick up some of me bargains. It's all very well to laugh. It's all clever stuff, this is. I was always a test in this old place, you know.
Sam, are you sorry that you sold it?
Yes. Well, it's only sentimental, old me. But, S-N-I double fifth sniff.
Yeah, well, now, if you really wanted to buy it back, Sam, listen to me. Now, look, if you really wanted to buy it back, we wouldn't be the ones to stand in the way of your happiness. Now, would we?
Oh, no, Sam.
We wouldn't. No.
Well, the only thing is, see, I can only afford to pay 1,000 fiddlies for it.
But we bought it for 2,000. Where's the other 1,000?
Matilda took it.
Where did Matilda take it?
In the third race.
But...
Jerry Bean, I think we better take his offer. We'd never sell it to anyone else, and we don't want to lose any more money.
You're right, Percy. All right, Sam, we'll take 1,000 and you can buy back again.
Right, now that's fine. Now, if you'll just sign here.
Car. Oh, what a relief to be out of that. Nobody makes any money out of cafes these days.
Oh, they don't? Yes, I do. Oh, I make a small fortune.
You do?
Oh, yes. You're the fourth lot to sell this place back to me this week.
Oh.
One week from tonight, be tuned again for more fun with our Cadbury stars. Meantime, for a smooth, satisfying taste treat, buy Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate in the purple and gold wrapper. In each thick, chunky square of dairy milk, you can really taste the milk. And with a glass and a half of pure, fresh, full cream milk in each half pound, dairy milk is so good for you. Bear in mind that the quarter pound block with its same guaranteed weight and famous Cadbury quality now costs only 2 shillings. Buy Cadbury's Dairy Milk at your favorite chocolate counter tomorrow. You'll make it your regular cue for I Want Cadbury. In tonight's Cadbury Show, you heard John Mellon as Jack Happy, Kevin Brennan as our old friend Purse, Frank Strain as Mr. Hercules, Ward Leopold as Sam Poole, and Rita Pornsford as Elsie. Songs by Gloria Dawn and Don Boylan, the music of Wilbur Kentwell. Script by Hugh Stuckey, production Noel Judd. Now, this is Reginald Goldsworthy saying good night to you all from the Cadbury Show.